Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 9 and verse 24. The man's reply. Now you recall that this man is in a desperate condition. He's so worried about his son. He's at the end of his wits and tether. He just don't know how to cope with it anymore. Nobody can help. And he's been talking to Christ, and you remember he's blurted out, "If you can do anything, please help us." And Christ has come back very strongly. "If you can, of course I can. Everything is possible for him who believes." Now the man responds. Immediately. Do you notice that? I stress this word. Immediately. This man is not here as some academic interest in study. He's not just a bystander thinking about him, curious and just interested. No, this man is desperate. And he bursts out immediately. The father, the boy's father, exclaimed. Now that's my version. You might say said, or answered, or replied. Those are nice words. But he cries out from desperation. He's not calm, is he? He's not detached. He's passionate. He's not coming to the end of a course, you know, and just going out and getting his diploma. This man is out of his wits. He's in desperate need. The urgency, I can feel it in his voice. I can hear it. I can hear it in the language Mark uses as a reporter. Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, "I believe, I do believe, yes, I do believe." You can see he's feeling it. He's confessing it. And that's precisely what has to happen. Romans chapter 10 is clear. We have to confess. It doesn't mean going to a priest and talking in a box and all that kind of rubbish. It means openly admitting to Christ and before men. And this man is confessing what's in his heart. It's not a mere mental assent. "Oh, I believe, yes, I've been through the course, I've done the thing, I've been to the meal, I've done it all, I'm there." No, no, no. This man is talking out of his heart. His lips are moving, but it's his heart that's speaking. "Lord," he says, I do believe, yes, I do, but help my unbelief. Help me to overcome it. My faith is weak." And that's what he's confessing. He's confessing his trust, his reliance, his hope. He's really looking to Christ. This is saving faith. This is what this miracle is illustrating for us. But it's a weak faith, or at least he confesses it to be so. He's the man in reality. That's another great word here. There's no pretense here. He hasn't read this in a book and copied it out and repeating the words. He hasn't learned a script. He hasn't gone through the motions of it. No, he's really crying out of his heart. And he's confessing it. "I do believe, but I'm inadequate about it. I have my doubts, my fears. My hopes and fears alternate rise," as I think it's John Fawcett. "My hopes and fears alternate rise. Help me now, Lord. I want to believe. I do believe." He wanted to believe, yes. And he did believe. And he looked to Christ. But he also looked to Christ not only believingly, but to help him with his unbelief and his weakness of faith. Have you got the message? You aren't converted? What have you got to do? Look to Christ. Where'd you go? Christ. Who do you trust? Christ. You don't have to go through this scheme or that scheme or that. No, Christ, my friend. I've got this doubt. I've got this question. Christ. Sins, doubts, fears, questions, whatever you want to list. Christ is all. This is the way. Now. So go to Christ. Perhaps William Cowper's hymn can help you. "Heal us, Emmanuel. Here we are, waiting to feel thy touch. Deep wounded souls to thee repair. And Saviour, we are such." Perhaps you would come into the singular there. "I am such." Let me make it singular. "My faith is feeble, I confess. I faintly trust thy word. But will you pity me the less? be that far from thee, Lord. Remember him who once applied, here we go, with trembling for relief. Lord, I believe, with tears he cried. Oh, help my unbelief. She too, who touched thee in the breast, the womb with the issue of blood, and healing virtue stole, was answered, daughter, go in peace, thy faith hath made thee whole. Concealed amid the gathering throng, she would have shunned thy view, and if her faith was firm and strong, had strong misgivings too. Like her, with hopes and fears I come to touch thee, if I may. Will you do it, my friend? Oh, send me not despairing home. He won't. Send none unhealed away. He won't. If you touch him, my friend. What do I mean? If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not the strength of your faith. I'm not appealing for weak faith. But it's not the strength of you or this or that. It's Christ. Christ. So trust him, my friend. That's what this man would say to you. That's what the woman would say to you. That's what I'm saying to you. Trust the Redeemer, Jesus Christ the Lord, and trust him now.